Hello, open language listeners. Welcome back. You are tuned in to an intermediate lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike. How's it going today?
I'm good, mate. Thank you very much. What are you doing there?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What, are you taking a selfie?
Selfie? No way. Selfies are so out.
Selfies are so out. Well, what are you doing then?
How about we just go ahead and listen to today's lesson to find out.
All right.
Tina, are you taking another selfie?
Where have you been, Steven? Selfies are so out. I'm shooting a short video.
Like a Vine? Is that still in these days?
You really have been living under a rock. Douyin is the big app now.
I don't get what this craze is all about. Along with Instagram, this just sounds like another distraction to me.
You're such a downer. I think short video apps give users a platform to express themselves in creative ways.
True, but don't you think people will only be more glued to their phones now?
If it isn't short videos, it will just be some other app. Besides, nobody's twisting your arm. Here, check out this video.
Wow, that's so cool. You can make a phone case using a balloon?
That's right. There are millions of life hack videos on Douyin. I'm even learning English from this account.
Hey, that's my buddy Spencer.
Okay, so we have our friends Steven and Tina with us today. And Steven seemed to ask Tina the same question you asked me, right? And he said, Tina, are you taking another selfie? Right. So first here, take. Taking is our expansion word today, guys. And, you know, take, you might think, is a pretty simple word. Mm-hmm. And it is, but it has a lot of uses.
Yeah, that's right.
So you can take a selfie. What else can you take?
Well, you can take a rest.
Take a rest. Mm-hmm. You can take a test.
Yes, you can take a photo.
Mm-hmm. And you can take a look. You can also take a lot of other things. So go ahead and check it out in the expansion section today, guys. All right, and so he asks if she's taking a what?
A selfie.
Okay, I think a lot of our listeners already know what this is, but just to make sure, a selfie is when you take a picture of yourself.
Yep. So the word yourself, selfie, basically yourself.
Yeah. Yep. Taking a picture of yourself. And what's Tina's response?
Where have you been, Steven?
Yeah. Where have you been? So this is a phrase, and it basically means, how don't you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe you don't know.
Yeah. So basically, where have you been? It means you must have been somewhere else for a long time because you don't know what I am doing.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's because she says selfies are so out.
Selfies are out.
Yeah, they're outla. They're not cool.
Oh, okay.
So out, right?
Not popular anymore.
Yeah, so if she's not taking a selfie, what's she doing?
She's shooting a short video.
Right. Okay, so when you could take a video or you can shoot a video. She's shooting a video.
That's right.
And wow, I think Steven really is out, right? He says, like a vine?
Like a vine. Yeah. That's a long time ago, right?
Yeah, so a vine, this isn't like the vine on a tree. This is, I guess it was like the first short video app or website. It was pretty popular in America some years ago, and I don't really think people do it anymore. I'm not sure.
I haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah, and Steven's not so sure either. He says, is that still in these days? Right, so Tina said out, and Steven says in.
Right, so it's the opposite. Out is not cool, not popular. In is the popular, the cool thing right now.
Yeah, in is what's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Tina's not very nice to Steven. She says, you really have been living under a rock.
Right, yeah.
So this means like you just don't know what's going on, right?
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in the modern world. You don't know what's cool. You don't know what's popular anymore.
Yeah, you don't know what the cool kids are doing these days because you've been living under a rock. She says Douyin. Yeah, Douyin is the big app now.
Right.
And Steven, he just doesn't get it, right?
Yeah, I don't get what this craze is all about.
Okay, craze. So this is another expansion word today, guys. Mm-hmm. A craze is basically when a bunch of people, a lot of people, go crazy for something.
Exactly right, yeah.
They really like it.
Yeah.
You know, usually.
So yeah, often you hear this word when we're talking about like big like K-pop bands or J-pop bands.
Mm.
There is a craze for these bands.
The K-pop craze.
Yeah, the boy band craze.
Or when we were you know, kids, when I was in middle school, there was the Pokemon craze.
Yeah. People loved Pokemon. I mean, Pokemon is still big now.
Yeah.
But I think when it first came out,
in
the West, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was a craze.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I look back now and I don't know what it was all about.
Yeah, what was it all about? I really don't know.
Yeah, so all about, this is a very useful term here. Mm-hmm. So he says, I don't get what this craze is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he mean?
He means he doesn't understand why people are so crazy about this thing.
Yeah.
So if you don't get what something is all about, you don't get the meaning, you don't understand why.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So what something is all about is kind of like the meaning of something, or like I could say, you know, that Mike, I don't know what he's all about.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't really know Mike.
Yeah.
So
I don't understand me.
Yeah.
Yeah, why I do things the way I do.
Yeah. So if you don't know what something is all about, you don't understand that something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he says it just sounds like another distraction.
So a distraction is something that takes your attention away from something else, maybe something more important.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the important thing because you're doing something else, the distraction.
Yeah, so distraction is a noun, and to distract would be a verb.
Mm-hmm.
So something can distract you. It can take your attention away, and that what takes your attention away will be a distraction.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe Mike, your wife thinks watching TV is a distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably does. Yeah. I like to watch a lot of TV.
And what do you think? Do you think her on the phone too much is a distraction?
I think in your free time, using your phone is okay, but you have to be careful when maybe you're doing
other things.
If you're at work, perhaps, using your cell phone could be a very big distraction, which if it affects your work, then it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But Tina, wow, here's another. She's just really throwing these insults.
Yeah.
She's really saying some kind of mean things to Steven here. You're such a downer.
You're such a downer.
Yeah. So a downer.
A downer is something that is depressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be depressing. Just no fun.
Mm-hmm. We have a word. You can also call someone a killjoy.
Ooh, killjoy. Yeah. So it kills your joy.
Yeah.
It takes away from your happiness.
Yeah.
Or you can just say, wow, you're such a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So downer. But she thinks of these video apps as a more positive thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She thinks they give users a platform to express themselves in creative ways.
Ooh, all right. So we have some good words here.
Mm.
Okay, so platform. Well, let's see. A platform, it's kind of like a tool. So Open Language is a platform for learning English.
Yes, that's right. WeChat is a platform for communicating with people.
Yeah, to talking with your friends and other people.
Yep.
Okay. Facebook is also like a platform for, you know, we say keeping in touch with other people, right?
Yep.
So here she says it's a platform for expression, right? To express themselves.
Mm.
So to express is to like say how you feel.
Yeah, to show what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Say how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so show how you feel and in creative ways.
Mm.
So like in new, maybe artistic, fun ways.
Yeah, So things that people haven't maybe seen before.
So
often we say, like, musicians are creative.
Yeah. Musicians are creative. Artists are creative. All types of designers are usually creative.
Yeah. Writers as well. Yeah.
A lot of different ways to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's like, don't you think people will only be more glued to their phones now?
Yeah.
Ooh, glue. So this is sticky stuff.
Yeah, this is the stuff you use to stick one thing to another thing.
Mm.
Obviously, we don't really glue ourselves to our phones.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some people
Some people
do.
Might do. Yeah. No, it just means that you literally, you look at your phone so often and so much, mm-hmm. it's almost like you never, ever put it down.
Yeah, it's like you can't put it down. Mm-hmm. It's like you're stuck to your phone.
Yeah.
Right? So you can be glued to other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can be glued to the TV.
Yep.
You could be, I don't know, glued to your girlfriend.
Yeah. You can. Those first few weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love you, too.
you can be glued to, I don't know.
Children can be glued to their parents.
Yeah, yeah. Children can be glued to their parents. Mm. That's actually true, too.
Mm.
Okay, cool. So, you know, she's like, well, if it isn't short videos, it'll just be some other app.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And actually, this is going to be our grammar point for the day, guys. So go ahead and check that out in the grammar section. So she says, if it isn't short videos, it will just be some other app. Okay, so this sentence structure here, guys, this is going to be in our grammar section for the day. So go ahead and take a look. And then she says, besides, nobody's twisting your arm, right?
Yeah.
So besides, it's like she's making another point.
Yeah, just like in addition, another point, another thing. Yeah, we just use it that way.
What's more?
What's more? Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. Even more.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. So basically she's saying, well, if it's not this, it'll be something else besides, you know, in addition, nobody's making you, you know, nobody's twisting your arm.
Yeah. Nobody's making you do it.
Yeah. Nobody. Ow, stop twisting my arm, Mike.
I will when you do this.
So twist your arm means to just make you do something, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I'm so happy you came to dinner on Friday night.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have if you hadn't twisted my arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, you know, I made him come to dinner on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks
okay. Yeah, so she says, here, check out this video.
Hmm.
Okay, so check out. This is also in our expansion section for the day, guys. So go ahead and check that out.
Wee.
Hey.
Nice one.
So check out here just means to, like, look, right?
Exactly. Look at something. Yeah,
to look at something. Could also be to check out of a hotel.
That's true.
You know, that's a different meaning.
That's a different meaning, but yeah, it could be confusing, so it's important that you learn both. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like Steven likes what Tina has just shown him, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool. You can make a phone case using a balloon.
Yeah, she says, that's right. There are millions of life hack videos on Douyin. Okay, so life hack.
Life hack.
So this is like to hack your life?
Yeah, it's basically to make your life easier. Like little tricks and tips to help make certain things easier.
Yeah, so the hack comes from, in Chinese you have hei ke. So hack, basically, like computer hackers, they kind of like break into something.
Yeah.
So if you have a life hack, it's not a really old term. Mm. You know, I'd say it's less than 20 years old for the most part.
Even more recent, I think.
Yeah, I'm giving a bit of a, some time here. But it just basically means to make something easier, right? Like kind of like a advice or a tip to make your life easier, right?
Yep.
And what is she using Douyin for?
She's learning English from her Douyin account.
Okay, right. Well, so she's learning English from an account on Douyin.
She's learning English from an account on Douyin.
Okay, right. So an account on Douyin. So basically you have WeChat accounts, Douyin accounts, Facebook accounts, Instagram accounts, bank accounts.
Yes, yeah.
I think our listeners probably understand what that is.
Yeah.
If you are a user, you have an account.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, that's Steven's buddy. Who?
Spencer.
That's right.
Who's that guy?
How's it going, Steven? So buddy just means like friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mate.
Yeah, it means good friend. Mm. Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and listen to Stephen and Tina one more time.
Tina, are you taking another selfie?
Where have you been, Stephen? Selfies are so out. I'm shooting a short video.
Like a Vine? Is that still in these days?
You really have been living under a rock. Douyin is the big app now.
I don't get what this craze is all about. Along with Instagram, this just sounds like another distraction to me.
You're such a downer. I think short video apps give users a platform to express themselves in creative ways.
True, but don't you think people will only be more glued to their phones now?
If it isn't short videos, it will just be some other app. Besides, nobody's twisting your arm. Here, check out this video.
Wow, that's so cool. You can make a phone case using a balloon?
That's right. There are millions of life hack videos on Douyin. I'm even learning English from this account.
Hey, that's my buddy Spencer.
So, Mike, are you glued to your phone?
I am sometimes glued to my phone. It depends. I try to control myself, but sometimes you do spend a bit too much time on it. How about you?
Yeah, a bit. I'm a bit glued, but there are times where, like, I am able to put the phone down. Mm-hmm. For example, when I go exercise, I mean, I'll actually listen to music on my phone, but I never pull my phone out and start looking at things while I'm at the gym.
Yeah.
It just ruins my workout, bro.
Yeah.
No, but no, seriously, I just need a couple hours where I'm just not looking at the phone. It feels a lot better. Also, when I go on vacation, I like to just not get a SIM card of the country I'm going to and just have no phone.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll put it down for a week or two.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's good advice.
Yeah. What do you think you spend most of your time on the phone doing?
When I'm at work, probably WeChat, just communicating with everyone. Mm-hmm. But I try to turn that off when I leave work or weekends. Mm-hmm. So then it's just, you know, generally watching videos.
Okay, so videos kind of and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, WeChat definitely takes up a lot of time. If I'm not on WeChat, I'm probably just reading news articles or maybe, watching some funny videos from time to time. And more recently, I have been on Douyin. You guys should go ahead and check out the open language account at Kaiyan Inyu. Kai Fan the Kai, Yu Yan the Yan. This you guys already know.
Yeah, sure they do.
So go ahead and let us know how we're doing. Looking forward to your comments as always. And guys, do you feel like you're glued to your phone? Do you spend too much time? What do you do to get off the phone? How do you put it down? Let us know, leave us your comments, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.